Well, good morning. Happy Christmas. Who's enjoyed this morning already? Who's had a fantastic day already? I think there's no better way to start Christmas Day than join together as family, as friends, as new friends, and just acknowledge and praise our God and celebrate what it's all about, because it's about the greatest ever gift. And just before I share some thoughts with you this morning, I just want to let you know just a small thing that we've been able to do as a church. It's not a big thing, but if Angelique Hodgkinson can come and join me, and we've got some little gift bags here with some presents, and they're going to be given out later on this morning. So I'm just going to get Ange to tell you a little bit about what we're actually doing on your behalf here this Christmas Day.
Hello, everyone. As most of you are aware, I run an organisation called Launch You Think, and looks after 13 to 20-year-olds that are homeless or at risk of homelessness. So most of our clients are from familyship breakdown, mental health and drug addiction, and many other things, but they're the majority. And a number of them, like Christmas is probably their hardest time of year, because a lot of them have no family contact. They don't get a present. So over the last 3 years, as an Energizer Church has made these beautiful gifts with a beautiful message. And I know it means so much to them, because so many of them, when we've cleaned their rooms out, have kept the message from 12 months prior or 6 months prior. And to get a present from the people that they don't know, to say that you're worth it, we believe in you and we think you can make it, makes the world of difference, because that's not what most of them have been told by their parents. And that's even if they even know their parents. So I just want to thank you on behalf of Launch. I'll be dropping them off before I go to lunch with my family to give them to them. And I know that they'll be really, really grateful, more than you probably even imagine, because that's probably the only thing they'll get this Christmas. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ange. It's absolutely brilliant. So we've got quite a connection with Launch. We've got a couple of people on the board, and obviously Ange running it. So that's just a way that, as a church, it's not that obvious, but it's part of reaching the community. So kids, have you had a good Christmas already? Who's got presents already? Wow. Darren's got one already. Fantastic. The biggest kid here. Well, we're going to let you go by around about 11 o'clock, so I'll just share a couple of thoughts with you. Thanks, Ben. You guys can have a seat or do what you need to do. It's absolutely fantastic. Who enjoyed carols this morning? Yeah. Thanks, team. You guys are absolutely fantastic. Well, I've always loved Christmas. It's a busy season, you know, in the lead up to it, you can suddenly think, well, all this stuff that we're doing to get ready for Christmas. And over the years, no matter what's actually been happening in our world, it started when I was a kid. I used to get very, very excited about Christmas. But for me, the excitement about Christmas has never, ever left me. And you know, the last 10 years of being in sort of, you know, church ministry, you know, we've been busy over that time. There's been all sorts of things going on. And then you're trying to do things with your own family at the same time. But I've never, ever, I don't tire of the feeling and the build-up and the expectation of Christmas. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And there's so much that we do. We get our house ready. We've done a mammoth job this year. We took on a big project around our house with a goal of getting it done by Christmas, and we finished it at about 6 o'clock last night. So we're happy with that. That's brilliant. And we buy gifts. We think about gifts. We do all that. And sometimes, you know, that can be something we're thinking, oh, I wish I could just get all the gifts done and all that. But have you thought about the gifts that you get? I want you to think for a moment about the most exciting gift that you've ever received. Start to think about gifts that you've been given during your life, and think about the most exciting gift you've ever received. Who can think about the most exciting gift I've ever been given? Yeah, Alex can. And and Rosie can too. Was that Jeff, was it? That's brilliant. And Alex said that I wasn't it. But actually, I'll tell you a little bit about Alex's special gift. She had a significant birthday this year. She turned 25. And so we thought, well, let's go all out and get her something something pretty amazing. So we had this special birthday planned, and right at the critical moment, everybody was there, and I'd been thinking about what to give her and doing some research and all that sort of thing. And I was able to ride in the middle of this birthday dinner on this little Italian scooter. And, you know, some girls get diamonds, some girls want gold, but my wife, she wanted an Italian scooter. So we ride in on the Italian scooter, and she responded in the appropriate way. She cried, and she was absolutely overwhelmed, and she just thought it was the best gift that she'd ever had. But I want you to start to think about some of these extravagant gifts that perhaps you've had. Maybe you haven't had a real extravagant gift, but just to whet your appetite of some of the things that have been given. Victoria Beckham, old Dave Beckham, he bought her a bag, and that was for $129,000 for a handbag. So, girls, if you'd like a handbag this Christmas, you'd probably be doing well to do that. This is the top 10 most extravagant gifts. Beth Ortosky's engagement ring from Howard Stern is valued at over $250,000. King Aladala's, that's not the right way to say that. But anyway, we'll go with that. Yes, Aladala. For our American friends here, it's a place on the New South Wales coast. But his gift to President Obama and to his whole family had a total value of $300,000. The Statue of Liberty that cost the French government $530,000. That's pretty good value in today's money, isn't it? And then there was the Taylor Burton engagement ring. Lizzie Taylor had it actually auctioned off later on when the husband left, or she kicked him out or whatever she did, and that was for $5 million in 1978. Beyonce Knowles ring, her 18-carat flawless diamond ring set in platinum, is presently valued at $5 million. Roman Abramovich's sculpture, one of the richest men in the world, he bought a $14 million bronze sculpture for his girlfriend. And then there was a Russian empress, Catherine the Great, and she gave a diamond ring to, she was actually given a diamond ring after she gave one of her generals all this amazing stuff. And they can't even value that now. It actually cost 400,000 Russian rubles at the time, but it can't be valued anymore. And then there was the Cohia diamond, which is considered the largest diamond ever found, and it has belonged literally to a monarch that ruled India, and it ended up in British hands, and they gave it to Queen Elizabeth, and that just has not been able to have a value put on it. And this is one, boys, if you want to really top all gifts, there was an emperor called Shah Jahan. And to celebrate his love for his beloved Mumtaz Mahal, he actually gave her the Taj Mahal. So if you want to top that one, boys, you'd be doing very, very well. Now I want you to think about the most exciting gift that you've ever given. Think about the most exciting gift you've ever given. And as I started to think about the gifts that perhaps I'd received, I started to get more excited when I thought about the gifts that I'd given. And just to go back to the little scooter that we gave Alex, it was interesting to be able to do that. I had to act on a seed that had been sown. I had to think about some hints and some things that had actually been said. And I had to start to do some planning. I had to start to think about how I was going to make this gift happen. I had to do things in secret. I had to go and do some research. I had to work out what sort of scooter I was going to buy. I had to work out where I could get it from. I had to work out how I was going to pay for it. And the family helped me with that. And all sorts of things that we did to actually make that happen. And to top it off, we were actually going to Ethiopia not long before Alex's birthday. So it had to be all organized before I went to Ethiopia so that it was all going to work when we get back. So I had to go to the bike shop and pay the deposit and tell them I was going to pick it up on the way back. And that's not my style of shopping. I'm one of those guys that is there Christmas Eve with all the other guys just before the shops close, you know, tearing into a jewelry shop and getting some help from the shop assistant because they feel very sorry for you. And, you know, that's my style of shopping. So on this occasion, I had to be prepared. I had to be ready. I had to have it all done, and it was all happening. So it managed to pull it off. I had to find out where I could get the right model. I had to find out how much it was cost, how I was going to pay for it. All those things I had to find out. You see, I think the most exciting gifts are those ones that start with an idea or a seed that has been planted, and they start to grow and they start to develop, and we start to plan and we start to work out how we're going to give them. And it develops and it grows and it's actually carried over a period of time and until that right moment when that gift is actually presented, that right moment when the gift is unwrapped, that right moment when it is received. I think that Christmas, the reason that we're here this morning, the reason that Christmas is all about, is absolutely the ultimate gift. You know, it's way beyond an Italian scooter. It's even beyond Beyonce Knowles' engagement ring, well, not engagement ring, but just her ring. It's beyond all those things. And in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, it says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is," listen, "given." In other words, God the Father actually presented His Son, Jesus, to humanity as the ultimate gift. And this isn't like, you know, $20 in an envelope with a family block of Cadbury's chocolate. This is absolutely the ultimate gift. It was planned. It actually was developed. It was carried over a period of time until it was actually given to humanity at just the right time. And Isaiah goes on and it says, "To us a son is given, and he will rule nations, and the rule of nations will be on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Teacher, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to his rule and his peace upon the throne of David. He will build it to last and keep it strong and do what is right and fair and good forever." And if you come over to the New Testament, it says this in Luke 2, 20 and 35. It says, "To the angel he said to her, 'Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. See, you have become the mother. You have become a mother, and I have a son. You are to give birth to him, and his name will be Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will give him peace where his earthly father David sat. He will be the king over the family of David, Jacob forever, and his nation will have absolutely no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I've never had a man." The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come." Now, it's interesting that God planned and he allowed this gift to develop. And just as Mary, and I think this is an amazing picture of what God actually did. And sometimes we get so head up about arguing about, you know, could a virgin birth happen and all those things. And I believe emphatically that it absolutely did. Because a seed was actually sown. It says that the Holy Spirit came and something was actually placed inside Mary. And she carries this special child. She carries this child as it grows. She carries this child as it develops. She carries this child until it's a full-term baby and she's ready to give birth to this amazing special child. And I think that's absolutely representative of what God has done for humanity. That he wanted to give the perfect gift to humanity. He wanted to give a gift that would connect humanity back to himself. He wanted to give something that would have absolutely the maximum impact that it possibly could have. And so he was planning. And I know for God, you know, 1,000 years is like a day and a day is like 1,000 years. But let's bring it back to human terms. That he carried this plan, he carried this present, and he held off until just the right time. And at just the right time, his son was actually placed on planet Earth. His son was placed on planet Earth at a pivotal time in the history of the world. It was placed right at the center of the influence of the Roman Empire, when the gospel could go out, when the message could meet people in an amazing way. At just the right time, a gift was given. Luke 2, verse 2, 4 and 6 and says, "And because Joseph was a descendant of David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He took Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant, and while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born." That was just the right time. I just want to encourage you this morning, as we have Christmas, as we go into another year, certainly today many of us will be opening presents, many of us will be receiving things. But let's remember that the reason that we celebrate Christmas is not about a baby in a manger. It's actually about the greatest gift that's ever been given. It's about God's gift of love for humanity. In Isaiah, it says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. His name is Emmanuel. It's interesting, the word peace literally means to set at one again. In other words, to put right what has gone wrong. In other words, when there's been turmoil in your world, where there have been topsy-turvy, where there are things that have gone on, that, you know, the gift of God is that he wants to set those things right. He's not going to necessarily fix everything, but he wants to be able to bring peace into our world, into our situation, into your life, into your family. Whatever is happening for you at the moment, our God wants to bring peace into that. That's a peace that can't be taken away. And that is the ultimate gift for humanity. The ultimate gift for humanity was the fact that we can be connected with a God who loves us, a God who didn't actually hold back, who actually gave the most amazing, the most precious thing that he possibly could. That was a relationship with his son that had never been broken. And on that first Christmas, he presented it to humanity. There was an amazing build-up, and at just the right time, we received it. Just as I finish the band, you want to join me, please, as we finish. Have you ever given a gift and you've spent a lot of time thinking about it? You've done a lot of research, like I did for Alex's scooter, and it hasn't been received very well. And somebody sort of opened it up and, you know, sort of thrown it aside and they haven't really received it. And it's not much of a feeling, is it? It's not much of a feeling when a gift is given and it's not received. I want to encourage us that that's actually what, by and large, so much of humanity has done with the greatest gift. That our Father in heaven went all out. He didn't hold back. He didn't go cheap. He did absolutely everything that he could possibly do for us. And the thing that we've got to do is be able to receive that gift. We've actually got to decide that we're going to open it. There's no good me buying Alex a special gift. It would have been no good me buying that scooter for her if she didn't receive it. If she didn't say, "Hey, I'm going to get on that and I'm going to ride it and I'm going to enjoy it and I'm going to do everything that goes with that." I want to encourage us that God has a gift of love. He has a gift of peace. And his name is Jesus, our King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's not the little baby in the manger. He is actually King Jesus. And he's interested in your life. He's interested in your world. He's interested in what is happening with you. And just as you get a little bit of time over the next few days, as you manage to kick back a little bit from your busy schedules and enjoy all that goes on after today, why don't you just start to think about how you can receive the greatest gift that's ever given? And it's as simple as opening your life up and saying to God, I want to receive Jesus. I want to receive his love. I want to experience peace. I want to experience connection and relationship with him. And I guarantee if you would pray a prayer as simple as that, thank you, God, that you have given me the greatest gift. And I choose to receive it. And I want you to connect me with my Father in heaven. A miracle can actually go on in your life. You can receive the greatest gift ever. Thank you, guys. Fantastic for you to join us this morning. Why don't you go away and just have the best Christmas ever as we celebrate the fact that we have a King that is alive. We have received the greatest gift that we ever could. Let's stand and...